بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ramadan is the month of penitence. Among the characteristics that have been mentioned for the month of Ramadan, what particularly attracts my attention is the month of penitence. I'd like to discuss this point with you government officials. Penitence means going back when you realize that you are treading the wrong path, doing the wrong thing, and cherishing the wrong thought. It means turning back to Allah, the Exalted. This penitence has a meaning that is inherent to it. Going back means that we should find out where the problems lie and identify the path that is wrong. This is a very important point. As we move along, we often tend to turn a blind eye to the mistakes we make and to our faults. We fail to notice the problems that plague our work, that this happens in our individual responsibilities as well as our collective responsibilities involving our nation, our party, our movement, or our camp. We often ignore the problems with everything that is related to us. Therefore, other people should point out our flaws.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
It appears that the month of Ramadan, among other months of the year, is like prayer time among other times of the day. That is to say, Holy Sharia has provided opportunities in the form of prayers for people who are restricted by material factors. The five daily prayer times are like an alarm. They provide us with a kind of privacy in order to illuminate our hearts and souls. Daily prayers have been made obligatory in order to prevent us from being submerged in the material world. They provide us with the opportunity to step out the material world, think about spirituality and be submerged in the material world. It appears that the month of Ramadan has the same characteristic among other months of the year. It provides the human soul with an opportunity to break free. The month of Ramadan is an opportunity for our souls to be purified of material factors that surround us. It provides an opportunity for our souls to become illuminated. One of the great achievements of the month of Ramadan is repentance and returning to Allah the Exalted. In the holy dua of Abu Hamza Thumali, we read, "Let us gather around Mustafa and achieve the position of returning to you." We ask God to help us to achieve the position of repentance so that we can return to Him and return from deviant, bad, indecent actions, thoughts, and conducts. In the farewell dua of the auspicious month of Ramadan, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says to the God of the world, "You are one who opened a door for your servants so that they return to you, so that they can return to you, and you name this door repentance." Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya, dua number 45. He says to God that He opened this door for us so that we rush towards His forgiveness and benefit from the blessing of His forgiveness and mercy. This door is the door of repentance. It is a window to the pure view of divine forgiveness.
you by.